will take it.
It shouldn't take too long, you know. Those guys have been working together for a long time, and I've been around. I'm familiar with the system. So, you know, we're just going to look to beat our opponent.
Ryan, what did you do during the bye week?
Stayed here. I've adopted Denver as my hometown, so stayed here, caught a Nuggets game, caught up on some sleep, and healed up.
Do any reflecting? I mean, just about the first half of the season and how things could have gone better?
You know, we knew that the coaches were going to come in when we came back and give us kind of a summary of where we were at to this point. So I think a lot of us took the time to get away from kind of the day-to-day schedule and come back refreshed.
What's the attitude now? What kind of challenge ahead of you?
We have a division game, you know, and especially with the game last week, the division's still wide open. So we feel we just need to win one game right now, and we have a chance on Sunday.
How important is it, though, the units together for the first time? And
you know, it's a lot. It's, you know, it will, you know, I think you have to, we have to see how it works out. But I know I'm excited to be back, and I know that we've worked hard to make some improvements here over the bye week to be a better team this year.
How much better do you think this team's going to be in the second half of the season? How much better do you need to be?
We need to be a lot better. And I think we have the tools and the personnel to do that. So everybody's looking forward to this game and just getting a start coming out of that bye.
Does it feel like a fresh start?
It does. It does feel like a fresh start, especially with the division being the way it is.
When you were hurt late in camp, obviously that was a bummer. When you came back and you missed some time, were you completely healthy when you came back for those two games?
No one plays completely healthy, you know, and I'm healthier than I was then. And you know, I could, but I knew I was able to perform, so I did so.
Did you feel like you were performing to, you know, the level you expect when you came back, as far as?
You know, it was just, you know, different. I never had an injury like that, and playing with it was different, and, you know, whether I expected, I don't know what, you know, what my expectations were, you know, but you know, things happen the way they did.
But you don't feel like you have to compensate at all now. You're completely healthy now.
Yeah, I really just feel like I have nothing to lose now. You know, I'm healthier than I was, like I said, and just happy to get another opportunity.
How different a Chiefs team is this than the one that ended last year? I mean, they seem to be playing at a pretty different level than they were last year.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely more confident. I think you have players who are more familiar in their system and who are more familiar with their coaches. And also had Notre Dame guy, Charlie Weiss, over there. Just helped them out a little bit. And, you know, I think they're a better team than they were last year.
You guys have heard it all year about the running game. And you've mentioned a couple times that there's some tweaks and things. Are you confident that this thing can get turned around, you know, in the short term as far as the run game? And obviously you're not used to this, having been here several years where, you know,
absolutely. You know, I think we're practicing the right techniques, and but we also know that nothing we say is going to get it done. You know, the proof's going to be in what we do on Sundays, and again, this Sunday's another opportunity.
Same applies to pass protection?
Same applies to pass protection. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ryan, what kind of a horrible feeling is it like when you turn around and, you know, Kyle gets knocked down, you see him lifting up, you know, basically it's the guys in front there?
I don't know. I don't know what it's like to strike out in baseball with the bases loaded, but I imagine it's pretty much a similar feeling. It's definitely not good.
And on the flip side, when you guys watch Knowshon bust through and do the same, I mean, how can you put that one in perspective? Like, what's that like? I mean, is it really as much success and attention as Kyle gets or Brandon gets or Knowshon gets? It really starts that way.
Yeah, you know, I say being lineman is like being a drummer in a rock band, you know. You got the best seat in the house. You can definitely mess up the song, you know, and at times you can see it happen before it does. So we just got to play a steady beat, and, you know, we got great players around us that we'll finish things through.